For centuries, people have consumed bugs. Everything from beetles to caterpillars, locusts, grasshoppers, termites, and dragonflies. The practice even has a name, entomophagy. Early hunter-gatherers probably learned from animals that foraged for protein-rich insects and followed suit. As we evolved and bugs became part of our dietary tradition, they fulfilled the role of both staple food and delicacy. In ancient Greece, cicadas were considered luxury snacks, and even the Romans found beetle larvae to be scrumptious. Why have we lost our taste for bugs? The reason for our rejection is historical, and the story probably begins around 10,000 BC in the Fertile Crescent, a place in the Middle East that was a major birthplace of agriculture. Back then, our once nomadic ancestors began to settle in the Crescent, and as they learned to farm crops and domesticate animals there, attitudes changed, rippling outwards towards Europe and the rest of the Western world. As farming took off, people might have spurned bugs as mere pests that destroyed their crops. Populations grew and the West became urbanized, weakening connections with our foraging past. People simply forgot their bug-rich history. Today, for people not accustomed to entomophagy, bugs are just an irritant. They sting and bite and infest our food. We feel an ick factor associated with them and are disgusted by the prospect of cooking insects. Almost 2,000 insect species are turned into food, forming a big part of everyday diets for 2 billion people around the world. Countries in the tropics are the keenest consumers because culturally it's acceptable. Species in those regions are also large, diverse, and tend to congregate in groups or swarms that make them easy to harvest. Take Cambodia in Southeast Asia, where huge tarantulas are gathered, fried, and sold in the marketplace. In Southern Africa, the juicy mopani worm is a dietary staple, simmered in a spicy sauce or eaten dried and salted. And in Mexico, chapulines are toasted with garlic, lemon, and salt,